you can't get calcium that kids are going to take. That's 15% off. And then we got in a big shipment of the silver micronutrient, being allergy season, weather's changing, immune system, people are getting flu shots. We certainly suggest silver micronutrients, all sizes, 8 ounce, 4 ounce, and the spray for sinuses, for sneezing and allergies, 10% off on the whole line. So take advantage of the sale, and I hope to see you all at the store today and talk to you next hour.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're welcome. And I think we are back live now on Blog Talk, so I think that's been rehooked up. Again, I don't know why. We've been having a couple of glitches a little bit today, so I apologize for that. I know we had some at the beginning of the show, so and then here it is in the middle of the show, first hour, so that's still had. So again, anyway, I thank you very much for continue holding on and staying with us and being with us. I really appreciate it. And boy, let me go ahead and finish the last three, 8, 9, and 10 of the 10 organic mistakes that people are making. The last one that we covered was number 7, all natural, gluten free, free range, and what those really mean. Number 8, there are about 35 or more non-organic substances that are allowed to be included in organic foods. And these are ingredients, and they can be chlorine-based materials, phosphoric acid-based materials. But I think it has to do with the corrupt USDA, because they're now forcing, at least from the USDA point of view, that they allow all of these chemicals. They even allow GMO to be labeled as organic. There's sometimes lead salts in the food, or arsenic, like in the brown rice. So you have to be careful. When it says California organic, that's something that you can almost guarantee. Not USDA organic, but California organic is going to be one of those. So that was number 8. Number 9 is assuming that the label that says non-GMO, that the product is organic, and that is not necessarily so. And again, it might be non-GMO, but they do. The government allows a certain percentage of GMO to be in and still being labeled as non-GMO. So non-GMO is what we want, but it's not always a trusted label. It's not synonymous with certified organic. So that's number 9. And number 10 is buying from organic companies that have already sold out to the big foods corporations. You'll find that any of these organic food companies, tea companies, any of the food, barbers, cookies, things like that, they've all been bought out by big agricultural companies. So even though you think you're buying from a mama papa store, that company may have already been sold out to big food corporations. When you go to a health food store and you see a company called Nature's Way, that again used to be owned way back before John Christopher died. That was his label, Nature's Way. And then when he died, the Murdoch brothers got it. And one of the things they were supposed to do is pay a royalty fee to Nature, to John Christopher and his family. And one of the things is, if you change a formula 10-15%, then it becomes something new. So they did that so they wouldn't have to pay the royalties to John Christopher's family. So and then the Murdoch brothers sold out Nature's Way. It's owned by a pharmaceutical company from Germany. And so you have to be careful who you're buying from. It's actually getting more and more difficult. For those of you that are computer savvy, you can go online and see what you can find out to know whether that company is good or not. But as an example, they can have canola oil, They can have MSG in products that are labeled organic, and we know those are not good products. So please, you have to be careful on that. So those are the 10 top mistakes. And again, industrial contamination farms in China can be lethal, even in the organic industry. And I want you to understand that the USDA does not inspect organic food for heavy metals, including lead, aluminum, mercury, tungsten, cadmium, arsenic. So high levels of these can be extremely toxic to humans. They can accumulate over time, and they are not tested by the USDA or the FDA. So again, be careful of stuff from China. So that's that first final. We got through that article. I didn't think we'd be able to get through the whole thing.
Just as an update there. So the blog talk did go down, but I had to reset up another show. So if you want to listen on blog talk, you just have to refresh the page where you're searching for Natural Solutions Radio, and it'll come up. There's a little one that says welcome.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going to have to redo another edit on that, but you can still get the show on Blog Talk Radio. If you just go to that new one and then click on the play button there, and it should take you there. Or if you call in, you'll get to us now. So
okay. So again, the telephone number is 646-478-5814. Yes. We apologize for that. We don't know what happened on that Blog Talk. They're usually pretty good at the the technical stuff usually is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've got about 10 minutes for the first hour, so let me go ahead and continue some of the articles. Are there any more questions online or?
Let me double check on Facebook there. But we do have some callers. I don't know if you want to take a caller first.
Yeah,
we did have somebody who called in earlier. They were waiting for a while.
Okay, and the thing that we don't know is that when a caller calls, we don't know whether you're on listen-only mode or that you actually have a question. We can't tell that. So when we hit the button, what we will do is say the area code and the last four digits of the telephone number. And so if you, when you hear that and you hear, hello, hello, do you have a question? If you're just on listening mode, just tell us quickly, listening mode, and we'll put you back on listen only. Otherwise, we hear silence. But oftentimes, we hear someone in the background doing things, so we know they're listening and they can hear us. So just to help us out. Otherwise, when you have your question, then introduce yourself. Just say your first name. We don't want people's last names. And you can do that and ask your question. Go ahead, Adon.
Okay, so the first caller there is 915. Last four numbers, 2247.
2247, 915 area code, 2247. Are you a listen only or a question?
That will be me. This is Tim. You're one of your patients with prostate cancer. And,
okay. Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing on your program?
Excellent. I have been forgetting to take the essential oils orally, but I'm going to make up a bunch of capsules today with that. But everything else I've been doing. And
yeah, that's a good way to take it because the essential oils, you can put one, two, three, even, you know, so many drops in an oil capsule and put it back together and swallow it that way. Some of the oils don't taste very well, so you put them in a capsule. It's a lot easier. I take it, you know, I could take frankincense straight. I mean, it tastes nasty, but hey, it was good enough for the baby Jesus, so it's good enough for me. You know, if they remember the wise men, what did they bring the baby Jesus? Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. So I wouldn't mind some gold. That would really help a lot, you know. If anybody has some extra lying around, please send it to me. I have no problem, and I would even say thank you. I'd even say thank you on the air for some gold. So how can I help you today, Tim?
Another question. You mentioned about Ezekiel bread. I had some before I started on the program, and I put it in the freezer. Should I still hold off on that?
Ezekiel bread, you know, that's a sprouted grain bread. You can have a little of that. Again, you're not going to eat a big amount every day if you're staying on your food program and you're eating lots of fruits and fruits, the berries and the pineapple, and you're eating the vegetables, like I said, you're going to do pretty good. And if you make the smoothies, you know, or the juicer, all of those are going to really help and still allow you to have some of that. That's a nice bread. And once in a while, then they make a rye bread, which I think is better than the wheat bread. So that's good. And I think that, you know, don't worry about that once in a while. Again, once in a while, anything is okay. So but when you have cancer, you want to kind of stay as much as you can on your program. But a little Ezekiel bread, especially with some of that Kerrygold butter. You toast out a nice piece, put a little coconut oil on there, and then sprinkle some cinnamon on top of that, or the Kerrygold butter, and then sprinkle a little cinnamon. That can really make something nice, almost like you're having a treat. So, don't worry. You can have a little.
That would be a treat. What about, I saw, I've been making some, baking some chips from the non-GMO corn tortillas that don't have any flour in them either. And you have to really watch.
And you make your own chips?
Yes, sir. And they're real crisp. They're so crispy, like you can't bite them with your front teeth or they'll break your teeth off. So I saw
they Tostitos. Might be too thick.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah, when you make it, thin that out, it might be too, you know, thick. That's what's happening.
One of the things
that you can do that gives it even a little extra flavor when you're either baking them or drying them is you get a little Bragg's liquid amino acids, or a little soy sauce or tamari sauce, and you kind of spray the chips with it. So then when it's either dried or baked, you're going to get a little that nice salty flavor sometimes that we like. So that's really kind of a little added. You can do that.
Okay. What about, I saw some Tostitos, blue corn baked chips that are.
And it's non-GMO?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's a nice. Blue corn's actually going to be a little bit healthier than the yellow corn or white corn. One of the things is the darker the food, the more color dark foods, the healthier it is, the higher it is in minerals and antioxidants. And these antioxidants are polyphenols and terpenes and cyanidins and anthocyanidins, all these different chemicals that are utilized. That's what you're really paying for when you buy organic compounds. It's those antioxidants in there. So the blue corn, that's not so bad. It's like there's a new purple potato, and that's also a nice potato to use instead of white potatoes. The new purple potato, of course, yams and sweet potatoes are still my favorite starch, so that's good. And any other questions? Otherwise, we're going to continue.
That's great. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the call. You have a good day, and we'll put you back on listening mode. There you go. Next one, Adon.
Okay, next phone number is 915, area code 3868 are the last four numbers.
So 915-3868. Are you listen only or talking questions? Hello. That's where we hear just a dead silence. Okay, take them off. Put them back on listen only.
Background noise.
Okay, and then I think there's one more I see on there. I don't know. What is that?
We have a break to take it right now.
We're about 2 minutes from our break. Let me see if I can cover this last article. And the last article, or not the last, but this next article, and that's there's a foods that can cause or prevent inflammation. So some of the foods that are some of the most inflammatory foods are going to be dairy products. I just got knocked out of Facebook. I don't know what happens. It looks like Facebook just got canceled. If you can come here, Adon, and fix that. I don't know what's happened. I think we're still live on Facebook, aren't we? They're still on, or did it get kicked off Facebook?
You're still there.
Okay, so. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take our commercial break so you can go ahead and fix that and see what happened. Boy, we're having some computer issues today. I apologize for that. I don't know. We've been doing real well for weeks and weeks and weeks, and all of a sudden today there's like Murphy's Law is in the air. Murphy must be around.
Everything under the sun is coming this way.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't know what's happening, but so here we are back online. There I see. And then we're back. I can see that. So we're still live on back live, 3, 2, 1. And here we are back live again. So if you got bumped off, you have to come back on to your Facebook. And again, I don't know what's happened. We've got high-speed connection, so no idea. Anyway, then let's go ahead and take our break. It's 11 o'clock, the end of the first hour of Natural Solutions Radio. So we're going to take our break, and we will be right back after these commercial breaks.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? More Americans die each year from cancer and heart disease than all deaths from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined. Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. Do you want to be one of these statistics? The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants and toxins. Can we trust our government? They allow 500 million pounds of toxic chemicals dumped into our public sewer system, 1 billion pounds of chemicals released into our groundwater affecting our drinking water, 2.5 billion pounds of toxic chemicals pumped into our atmosphere, totaling more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. You care about health, and I know you want to live longer. That's why you need to take health supplements. Are you sure you're taking the right ones for you and your family? Prime Longevity was created to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is, there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Order now and get free shipping. Go to www.primelongevity.com. Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com.
On my phone.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And we are back. Again, we're having a little bit of issue with my phone. All of a sudden, the phone Facebook phase where I was looking at all of the... here we are back on that again. So I think we're okay. No, it's still not. So again, something is happening on Facebook and something is happening on Blog Talk. So am I live though? Can they hear me on Facebook page?
Yes, we're live right now.
And also on Blog Talk so they can hear me? Okay, so I think,
So on Facebook, they get notifications that you come back on. But Blog Talk Radio, they would have to just reload their page and then find the new
reload.
Yeah.
So for those of you that got bumped off Facebook because it did go down, you have to reload again. And for those of you that are on Blog Talk, again, I think we're live. So if you're on there, you can stay on there. I was talking about an article that foods that can trigger inflammation and foods that can help you avoid inflammation. One of the foods that are most inflammatory are high sugar foods. And these high sugar foods can cause something called advanced glycation end products, or AGE. And that's like, you know, when you cook sugar, it turns brown. Well, that's what's happening. And that's what happens inside the blood. So you have to be careful that too much sugar products. So second, sugar can increase gut permeability, and you can get what's called leaky gut syndrome, and it can allow bacteria and toxins from the foods to pass right through the gut into the bloodstream. And so something that you want to repair your gut, the things that can repair your gut the best is things like organic sauerkraut or just fermented sauerkraut. I don't even care if it's organic, as long as it's a raw culture organic. And then fermented beets, yogurt, if it's a raw culture, all of those can help repair gut permeability, or what they call leaky gut syndrome. So the first thing you want to do is cut out all those sugars. Sugars are really increased body fat, and sugars are stored as fats in the body. And it actually can cause low density lipoproteins to be small and dense. So the low density, or the LDL protein cholesterols, which are usually called the bad ones, there's really two kinds. There's more than that, but there's either a large fluffy molecule or a small dense molecule. And we have a lot of sugars that makes the small dense particles, and that's really bad. We don't like those. They increase some inflammatory response in the body. Now, you can measure that with a compound or with a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP is what it's called. And you can measure that. That'll tell you how much inflammatory response is going on inside the bloodstream. So anyway, these are things. So the avoiding the sugary foods, which can really allow all of those toxins that either can affect the brain, the kidney, the spleen, the liver. And the spleen cleans out all the dead cells and grinds them up, extracts the good stuff out of it, and sends that to the liver. And that, by the way, is called bilirubin. So you can look at that, and it can tell you whether the liver is working well or there's a high turnover of dead cells. So aside from the sugary foods, is the next one is dairy products. Most dairy products are inflammatory. That's just plain dairy products, milk for sure, drinking milk. Again, a small amount of the proper kinds of cheeses, the hard cheeses from Europe, or the new yogurt, instead of from cow's milk, you can get yogurt now from coconut milk. So you have to be careful with dairy products. They can cause and disrupt a lot of stuff that's going on in your gut and in your intestinal tract. Again, it increases the permeability, so you can get more leaky gut syndrome.
I have a question, actually.
Yes.
Because when it comes to milk, I mean, I know that like a real good cow that is, you know, naturally raised, mm-hmm. milk is actually good for the body in that case.
Not
like
necessarily. No, because as an example, how much weight does a baby cow gain in a year?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Oh, man.
1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So they have 100 times, milk contains certain amino acids, and casein is one of them. And there's 100 times more casein in dairy milk from a cow than in mother's milk. So that amino acid can really trigger a lot of inflammatory responses in children and in adults. So I recommend, I don't care if it's organic milk, grass-fed mm-hmm. milk, now cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, and butter, those are different. Mm. They've been processed. Mm. But milk is really, pure milk is good for baby cows, really not for human consumption. Mm-hmm. And since there's so many other ones, now there's a lot of controversy. They're going to tell you, oh, you know, a lot of holistic practitioners will tell you organic milk from grass-fed cows. Now, if you're going to drink milk, then, I mean, obviously that would be the milk to drink. But milk in general, drinking any kind of milk is not really healthy.
Well, I mean, in India, they use the urine and the stool of the cow as cleansers. Mm-hmm. They're actually antibacterial, many antibacterial.
Well, yeah, urine is quite a bit different. Mm-hmm. And when I was in India, they mix that and they burn the milk and they mix it with urine. And they that's a different kind of process. But again, when you're getting, it's the bacteria that you want, the good bacteria. Problem is milk causes an enzyme called xanthine oxidase to appear in the bloodstream. And xanthine oxidase can cause severe inflammation on the inside of blood vessels. So whether it's organic milk or not organic milk, you get that xanthine oxidase in the bloodstream. Now, it also depends on the person, how sensitive they are. As an example, certain blood types are going to be more susceptible. AB, O type blood doesn't do well with dairy products. So, you know, you have to be careful. It depends how your body reacts to it. But when I was a kid, you know, we drank milk, chocolate milk with cookies. I mean, who didn't want a glass of chocolate milk with some chocolate chip cookies? You know, I never ate an Oreo cookie, though. We never got to have those because, you know, the Oreo cookie, the white creamy in center, it, back way when I was a kid, it was made from lard and sugar. And, you know, we're, you know, Eliezer Ben Joseph ain't Irish. So, again, we never ate that kind of stuff, even though I saw it all the time. I don't think it's made with lard anymore. I think they probably changed that. But it's still, you know, not the same. So, again, I would stay only from the processed dairy products like yogurt or the only cheeses like, again, is feta cheese, sharp cheddar, Edam, Gouda, or a true Swiss cheese from Switzerland. So those would be the only cheeses that I would really have. Let's see. So again, I covered sugars. I covered dairy products. The next inflammatory food group is really processed meat, bologna and salami and sausage and chorizo and all of these really highly processed meats. And like sugar, they really increase the CRP or the C-reactive protein, which is a an inflammatory marker in your bloodstream. And you can actually measure that. People that eat a lot of that, when you measure their blood, that's going to usually be quite high. So it's also arachidonic acid, and that can be a inflammatory response. And so these meats also have that. The next group of foods that are inflammatory are fried foods. And a study done recently showed that the diets that had a lot of fried foods are, again, CRP is increased, especially French fries. And actually, French fries are the most consumed vegetable. So when they say... when they measure how many vegetables you eat, there's two things that are included in vegetables. One is ketchup, and the other one is French fries. So, and the other one is, again, potato chips. So you have to be careful on that. And it really, you know, again, when I was a kid, I ate those. And but the last time I've been into any fast food restaurant was in 1969. So I haven't been to a McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box, or any of those. But when I was growing up in LA, that was once in a while. You know, who didn't want to go to that? And again, if you ever get a chance, there's a movie by Mark Sperling, I think, and it was about his Super Size Me, I think. What was the name of that movie?
Yeah, Super Size Me.
Yeah, Super Size Me. And he did an experiment where he, for 30 days, only ate every meal from McDonald's. Now, he went to the doctor first, had all his blood tests, and he got checked out. And he was really quite healthy. And then every single meal he ate, he would eat at McDonald's. Now, one of the things that he had to do is if the guy behind the counter said, do you want to supersize it, that he would have to say yes. So anytime the counter asked that, he would take that and he would say, okay, supersize me. Well, for the first 3 days, he loved it. He was eating his Big Macs and his malt and his French fries and whatever else they sell. I don't know anymore. But by each progressive week, he was getting weaker. He ended up gaining 25 pounds in the month. And halfway through, he had a blood test. And then at the end of the 30 days, he had a blood test. And all his liver enzymes, ALT, AST, alkaline phosphatase, all of these bilirubin in his bloodstream, they were all going up, going up, going up. And so that was just showing severe inflammatory response throughout his body. And finally, the doctor said, hey, man, if you don't stop, you're going to end up with liver disease and die. So by the end of that time, so if you get a chance, watch that movie. I'm sure it's available on YouTube by now. But one of the things you want to do is make sure you see the end of the movie after the credits. Because after the credits, there's about 30 seconds of black dead space. Then all of a sudden they come on and he shows the experiments that he did. And what they did is they went to a local true restaurant and they bought a hamburger and French fries. And then they went to McDonald's and got a hamburger and French fries or a Big Mac and French fries. And they put it under a glass dome. And then what he would do is he would record and film that every single day. And so what would happen is that every day he would look and see how much, when did it start to mold? And the hamburger that they got from the a true restaurant down the street, within a week under the glass dome, it was starting to be completely moldy, the bun. And by the end of 30 days, it looked like a science project, all gooey and nasty. You certainly wouldn't want to eat it. Well, every time they showed the Big Mac and the French fries, it didn't matter how long. After a month, it still looked like it had just come fresh from the counter. And he kept that for a year. And at the end of the year, the French fries and the hamburger under the glass still looked exactly the same. No mold, no bacteria growth. And so you have to question, if the bacteria won't eat it, you know, how good can that be? I remember seeing also something on YouTube where Fred or Don, do you remember, you know what a snowball is? Do you remember what that is?
The pink.
The pink or the white with the coconut and then the chocolate cake inside. So he had one of those. He had a Hostess Twinkie. Do you remember the Twinkies? And then a Hostess cupcake. And so those three things in the plastic. And he had them from 1956. And it was and I saw it. Oh, it could have been maybe about 7 to 10 years ago that I saw it on the YouTube. It's probably still on there somewhere. But in the plastic container, he never opened it. It still looked like a brand new snowball, Hostess cupcake and Twinkie. And he would even squeeze it. It was still soft and squishy, just like a brand new. So I mean, think of that. The snowball, the cupcake and the Twinkie, it had to be 40, 50 years old, even more than that, because it was from 1956. So, you know, think of that. And it still looked fresh. So let's see. I covered the processed meats. I covered the fried foods. And then the last thing that is highly inflammatory are omega-6 fatty acids, especially the omega-6 derivative fatty acids. That means once it's been cooked, those essential fatty acids of omega-6 change to what's called derivative, omega-6 fatty acid derivatives. and they're a different type. But omega-6 itself is inflammatory, and omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. That's what you get from things like wild salmon and flax oil. You can get omega-3. And the omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, omega-6 is inflammatory, and you want to have a ratio of anywhere from 1 to 1 or 3 or 4 to 1, 4 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. That's the normal healthy ratio. But the American diet is about 30 to 1 in favor of omega-6 compared to omega-3s. So you really want to cut out, and especially don't cook omega-6s. And that's things like using Wesson oil and Mazola oil and safflower oil. When you cook, again, I talked about using real butter, but not at high temperatures. Then to saute, if you're going to use 350 degrees or under, olive oil is fine. 450 degrees is coconut oil, and anything above 500 degrees is avocado oil. And avocado oil has the highest smoke point, which is 550 degrees. So you can use avocado oil, especially cold pressed avocado oil. That's why eating avocados every day is a perfectly healthy fat. Don't listen to the government. They rate, and I've mentioned it before on a radio show, they rate Trix or Cocoa Puffs or Captain Crunch is rated higher and healthier than eating an avocado because of the fat content. They only look at fat and cholesterol and sodium. So if it's high fat, high cholesterol, or high sodium, don't eat it. Well, obviously an avocado is high fat. Olives, black or green, is high fat. But eat those every day, and you can eat. And when you buy them in a can, you can get them at the health food store with no chemicals, and you can eat the black or the green. A lot of the stores have the islands in the center, the olive islands, and those big green ones stuffed with a garlic. Those are some of my favorites. So being careful of omega-6 fatty acids. Now, the foods that are anti-inflammatory, there's really the highest anti-inflammatory are turmeric, the spice turmeric. That's that yellow spice that's in curry. And I see that marker, so we only have a minute or so right away. The next ones that are anti-inflammatory are your organic dark leafy greens, kale, spinach, collard greens, carrot tops, beet tops, spinach. And you can go now to almost any supermarket and buy pre-washed, bagged, organic, mixed baby greens or spinach. And those are going to be anti-inflammatory. And the next one is nuts, things like walnuts and pecans and almonds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. And as long as they're raw, unroasted, unsalted. And those are the best fats, especially walnuts. And then the last one, very similar to dark leafy greens, are your apples. And apples, pectin is a chemical that's really anti-inflammatory. So those are your best anti-inflammatory foods, and those are your worst inflammatory foods. So that's one of the things that you want to be careful of. And so, again, I think we're going to go ahead and break for our commercial. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove number 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com. Prime Longevity is America's number one longevity formula. Each blend of Prime Longevity supplies you with the most comprehensive blend of nutrients that supports five different body systems. Nourishing your body with nutritious food and nutritional supplements is essential for a long, happy life. Over 38 years of naturopathic healthcare practice has led Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph to create a superior formula with ingredients of top nutritional value, and the scientific truth is that there is no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. To learn more about this amazing supplement, or to place your order and receive free shipping with Prime Longevity, call now 1-888-486-2842. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live on the web with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. To call in with your questions, dial 646-478-5814.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. Also, for Prime Longevity, you can go to healthnaturallyetc.com, and you can click on where it says supplements. There'll be a Prime. We're going to have the picture of a Prime bottle on the front page, but it's not on there yet. That needs to be done and taken care of. But otherwise, you can click on it, and it'll show you that you can get the Prime Longevity from Health Naturally. Or you can call instead of the 800 number if you don't worry about long-distance calls anymore. Everybody has the smartphones. You can call 915-833-0222, and that'll bring you right to the store. That's an easy number to remember, 915-833-0222. Okay, so I think we have Sandy's online. Let's go ahead and take her now, and that'll be our commercial. So if she's on, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, and what time do you have? So you're taking me the first the half hour then.
Yeah, we have 11:25. Don said that.
Okay,
you
that's fine. That's fine. We're having computer issues are reigning supreme today. So this is the last weekend of September. So we started our thermo specials. That's for breast cancer health awareness month. It is usually October, but we started a month early because we spilled over into November last year, so we wanted to make sure that all the ladies got their 20% discount, which includes not only the test, but also the report from Dr. Jay Mead. He's probably the foremost interpreter. He's a medical doctor that does full body scans actually with the thermos, but we've sought him out, and he does all our reports for the thermos for the ladies for breast cancer awareness, breast cancer health, all of that. And then we're the only camera in El Paso, Texas. So we have a brand new camera, very high tech. Everything goes encrypted to Dr. Mead, and we do the film, and then the report comes back, and there's a sit-down with Sir Ben-Joseph of about 15 minutes to go over the report to see if any supplements need to be changed or anything else needs to be looked into. So it's really worth it, 20% discount. And once you've had here one thermo with us one time, that 20% discount will always be honored, even if it's not during the time when we're doing the specials. And if you come in and bring a girlfriend that, let's say, you even schedule at separate times, but you come in at the same time to schedule, we'll also honor that 20%. So it makes it definitely worth it. Now, as all of you may know how much we are into and love doTERRA products, the oils, the skincare, the capsules, and everything that's just come out at convention now, turmeric and oil, On Guard mouthwash, there's a lot of things coming out October 1st, which is the beginning of the week, and then some things coming out in November, a whole line for children, and then also in December, it's the pomegranate and yarrow oil, and I think you can probably give some background, Sir Ben-Joseph, on what are those good for. When he's been out at some of his treatments, he's been listening to streaming that all of you that are health people with the doTERRA group, you can buy the streaming of the lectures of all the doctors and veterinarians and people that have really helped in all their charity work around the world. It's quite touching. So if you want information on that, and then also the Cobaiba is still going to be one bottle of oil per account, and it's coming out in capsules, little beadlets, and well, not really beadlets, but the oil capsules, and that'll be two bottles per month per account. So it's really worth signing up just to get those two things wholesale, and also be able to have that on your you know, monthly order, because we can't order it for all of our clients that are asking, because remember, it's one per account, and that includes our store as well. But all the new things that are coming out, come by Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa and take a look at some of the new things, and also the children's line is going to be phenomenal. So get the kids started early, how to be healthy and a healer in every home. It's
absolutely. If I can really interrupt for a second, two things also that I think are really important that I've been reading some of the research on is their toothpaste. The doTERRA toothpaste has a compound called calcium hydroxyapatite, and they've actually done studies that using that toothpaste and essential oils to keep your mouth really clean actually remineralizes your teeth. So that's number one. And the other one, they have these little packets, almost look like little fizzy packets that used to be, of the probiotics. And all of the little probiotic, they're little teeny beadlets, and they're for children, but they're coated so they won't digest in the stomach, that they go directly to the intestinal tract where the good bacteria is needed. So those two products are something that you really want to utilize. Okay.
Well,
so
definitely. Junior PDS Assist, which you're talking about, those don't come in samples, but the toothpaste, ask for a sample and you get a little packet of the toothpaste. Also, the Deep Blue for pain, those are the two things. And then we're getting in more samples, because since convention, we've been inundated. Everybody's waiting for October 1st for, you know, the orders that we're going to be putting in for all the new things that have that they've added to the line. But we do stock the Deep Blue and the toothpaste and the shampoo and conditioner come together, and those are free samples. So if you haven't tried it, definitely ask. And we have orders coming in all the time between Nature Sunshine and doTERRA. We order like three times a week. So when we do a group order for doTERRA, like today, you can put your order in and it'll go in our group order, and we pick up the shipping, and we do a 2-day shipping, so which is $12. So just think what you're saving if you only want one product. You want to pay $12 shipping? I don't think so. So we pick up the cost on that, and that gets everybody. And of course, signing up is the best way to go. You get your website, and there's just so many benefits that we can share with you if you come in and want to find out about it. And the Zyto test, which you put your hand on that little plate, and it does a scan where it will tell you perhaps which oils may be the right ones for you. So take that into consideration. So today being the 29th of September, we've got Transfer Factor Plus, the capsules, $5 off. The Transfer Factor Spray in orange for the immune system for the kids that perhaps don't like or can't take capsules or anything, $3 off. The Cell Energy from the Coral Calcium Company, and that's for helping with mineral deficiencies and leg cramping and things along that line. So we can give you some information on that as well, 10% off. And from Barleen's, the Eye Remedy, that's in liquid form, and that has all the antioxidants for the eyes. And also the Ideal Omega-3 60 capsule count. Those are both from Barleen's, 15% off. And for the kids, once again, coral calcium gummies, things that the kids are going to take. That's, I mean, if you're buying, you know, Flintstones vitamins with color and sugar and, you know, high fructose corn syrup and things like that, you're just killing the good source of what you want to be taking. So coral calcium gummies, there's no fructose, there's nothing artificial in it, and it's 15% off. And then also the whole line of the silver micronutrients, eight ounce, the 4 ounce, and the Cy-Free nasal spray, they're all 10% off. So definitely take advantage of that and come in and see all the new things that are going to be available on the first from convention. And you put your order in, and we'll definitely we pick up the shipping. So have a great show, and hope to see everybody at the store today.
There you go. And we got bumped off Facebook again. We're back on, so I don't know what happened, but it seems like we're having some technical stuff today. I don't know if it's our not our dial-up, but our we have high-speed spectrum that's supposed to be very high, I think 400 bits, but something's going on. We're getting bumped off. There was a question that I wanted to answer for somebody that had a friend with a prostate. He had his prostate removed and is now dealing with urinary incontinence. That's one of the things that happens when the prostate is removed, because they have to cut that perineal muscle as they go through to get that. Now, what he has to do is rebuild that muscle. And the way you do that is, as an example, guys know all this when I'm talking about. When we were guys, if you had to pee and you weren't around somewhere, you had to hold it. And so squeezing and holding that is going to rebuild that muscle. Squeezing your anus and that anal muscle, that's going to rebuild that muscle. Also for women, it's like called the Kegel exercises, where they squeeze the vaginal muscles.
They also call it the root lock.
The root lock in martial arts and in India. And you would hold that. There's a little called the ganglion of impar right at the tip of the tailbone. And when you squeeze that and you hold and continue to squeeze, you got some actual hormonal changes. When I was in India and you did that as an exercise, you had to learn to sit, squeeze that muscle on the perineal muscle, but yet the entire rest of the body had to stay very relaxed. And you would actually get a rush. They called it Kundalini rising up your spine. And you could actually feel that heat going up your spine. So that's what he's going to have to do. The other thing is to help to rebuild that muscle, and that's for men or women. Guys, if you're having trouble holding your urine, what you do is when you're peeing, urinating, okay, after you've started urinating in about, say, 3 to 5 seconds, all of a sudden squeeze and hold. And you want to be able to build up and hold for 20 seconds. If you can't do that, hold as long as you can, pee a little, and then squeeze again, and then count and build up. But what you want to do is build up to hold 20 seconds, and that'll make that muscle strong again. Ladies, the same thing. When you sit down and you start to urinate, after about 3 or 4 seconds, squeeze the vaginal muscles and hold that urine until you can count to 20. And then hopefully, as we get older and older, we won't need to buy the pens. And I'm thinking senior citizens or the AARP or any of these senior citizens group, they ought to buy stock in Depends, because that's one of the things that happened. But for your friend with the prostate issues, that's an important thing to do. Now, even though they don't have their prostate, I would have them take salt palmetto anyway. Salt palmetto has very specific fatty acids for the urinary tract and anti-cancer. It is still an important herb to take. Also, Pygium africanum, stinging nettles, zinc, pumpkin seeds, One of the things, pumpkin seeds is very high in silica and also zinc. So men, eat raw pumpkin seeds. Ladies, eat it also. They're very healthy. It's a very healthy form of omega-6. And so when you mix up a little trail mix, you mix up a seed and a nut. So walnuts and pumpkin seeds, or walnuts and sunflower seeds, or as an example, walnuts, cashews, pieces, both of them, with sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and maybe date pieces. Dates are actually quite healthy, even though they're high in sugar. They have anti-cancer qualities. So eating dates, that's your candy. Another dried fruit that's very, very important would be things like prunes. Prunes are rated one of the highest antioxidant fruits. What you do to eat proper prunes, which is very good for your colon, take 3 to 5 prunes, put it in a saucer, cover it in good water, let it soak for 4 or 5 hours, then drink that water and eat those prunes. You'll have great bowel movements. So, you know, there was an old expression, is 3 prunes not enough and 5 prunes too many? So prunes are one of the healthiest foods you can eat. So anyway, that's for your friend that how do you fix cracked teeth was another question. That's where I would just use this doTERRA toothpaste, because it's very, very low in glycerin. Almost negligible amounts. And there's different types of glycerin. Some glycerin prevents the remineralization of the teeth, and other types of glycerin do not. So doTERRA is very specific, and they use a compound in the toothpaste called calcium hydroxyapatite. And they've done testing with that with that toothpaste, and it'll actually help to remineralize your teeth. So one of the things you do is you brush your teeth with that toothpaste. And then after you rinse your mouth, I use something like wintergreen oil because I love the flavor. But you put about 3 drops, 4 drops, you know, on your toothbrush, and then re-brush your teeth again with the wintergreen oil. Now, the first 2, 3, 4 times you do that, it's going to kind of burn a little, but it burns good. And after you've done it 3, 4, 5 times, it doesn't burn anymore, and it's really quite nice. So that keeps your mouth sterile. And if you do that with the wintergreen and you carry a little around with you, you know, and maybe 3, 4 times a day, you put 3 drops on your tongue, and then and with your tongue moving around on your teeth, and it'll keep that bacteria under control, and you will remineralize your teeth, especially if you use the proper toothpaste like the doTERRA calcium hydroxyapatite toothpaste. And that does remineralize the teeth. You know, in mentioning Nature Sunshine and doTERRA, that are both multi-level companies, meaning they're home-based businesses, by law, all of those products that you buy, there's 2 ways of displaying them. One is to keep those products in your cabinet so nobody sees them. But the other way is to keep your herbs, vitamins, or your essential oils somewhere on the counter there, where they're visible to anybody that comes to your house. That, by law, makes them a demo product for your home-based business. And it's been proven, taken all the way to the Supreme Court back in the 70s. That was Amway Corporation that took it to the Supreme Court, because they said our distributors have to show LOC or their soap on their washing machine. If somebody came in and saw Tide, they would lose credibility. So the IRS now says that any of those products that you buy for your own consumption or to use as a demo. So someone coming over to your house asks you, hey, what are those? And you say, oh, those are my home-based business and the products that I carry. Are you interested? Your friend is either going to say, no, I don't want multi-level at all, or they're going to go, yeah, I'm interested. Either way, that's an attempt, and you're allowed to actually take that as a tax deduction. You have to talk to your CPA and make sure they understand home-based businesses, because there's a lot of deductions for those of you doing the long form. And if you're doing a short form, there's all kinds of deductions that you can take and change to the long form by carrying these products. You can deduct so much a mile on your car, because when you drive from home to your work, wherever you work, that's driving from one place of business to another place of business, part of your phone, even part of your dog, because it's your watchdog. It's all deductible. Just check with your CPA, and that'll help you. But that's a caveat that a lot of people don't know. Okay. That's how I answered that. I lost all of the comments because, again, we got kicked off Facebook. We're back on again. So, again, I don't know what's happening. I apologize, but we've had a lot of problems today with our blog talk and Facebook. So we're back online. So is there anything I don't see, Adon? Telephones or more comments?
We do have one telephone call, but we are up for a break.
Oh, well, let's take our break. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live on the web with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. To call in with your questions, dial 646-478-5814.
Oh, we're back. We're back, and I'm talking with Fred, our board man, and there could be a lot of traffic on the line, and that's slowing down the line, and we're getting bumped constantly. We do have the high-speed business line, so I don't know why that's happening. But anyway, again, thank you for joining us, and keep coming back online. I do appreciate that, and I thank you for that. Don, you said there was a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that, and then I can maybe cover a couple more articles before the top of the hour, the end of the show.
Okay, so the first number here is 915 area code 0530.
0530. Hey. Who's this?
Yeah, Dr. Ben-Joseph. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and thank you for asking. I do appreciate that. And how are you doing, and how can I help you?
Well, I've been tracing you around, trying to listen on Blog Talk, and finally just decided to go and make a phone call.
Oh, there you go.
And the issue I have is it's for my daughter. She has a situation where her gums are bleeding, and they're starting to recede a little bit. And I was wondering, is there I heard about the essential oils in the wintergreen. Is there something, can that be used for that?
Absolutely. Now, the first thing that it is, if her gums are bleeding, she's probably a little low. First of all, how old is she?
She's 35.
Oh, okay. So she's not a young girl. Okay.
No.
Well, 35 to me is young. Hello, I'm
yeah.
seven.
That used to be young.
Yeah, but she's not a little girl. Okay, so the first thing she needs to do is I use Nature Sunshine Vitamin C full spectrum time release. That's going to be number one. And then number two is CQ10. There's a lot of studies on CQ10 about gum diseases, making your gums stronger. So vitamin C and CQ10 together will help make her gums stronger. But if she uses the doTERRA calcium hydroxyapatite, and then afterwards the wintergreen oil, within 1 week, all of that gum disease and bleeding gums will be gone. So here it is Saturday. If you get that, the proper toothpaste, and you either use the coral white toothpaste from EcoPure, which has coral in it, or the doTERRA toothpaste, that has the calcium hydroxyapatite, and then the essential oil. Now, she can use any essential oil. I happen to like wintergreen because it tastes so good. Birch is another one, but it's very hard to get, and it's much more expensive. But wintergreen is very inexpensive. There's also lemon and lime and wild orange and grapefruit. All of those citrus blends are going to be very good. But the wintergreen is the one I like. And if she, when she brushes her teeth, right after she rinses her mouth, three drops maybe in the beginning and then four later on, five, you know, later once you're used to it. And then she puts that on her toothpaste, on her toothbrush, and re-brushes her teeth again. And that, within 1 week, you're going to be able to call next week, and she's going to tell you all the bleeding has stopped. I've used this for every kind of gum disease and gingivitis. And doing it that way with the essential oil will actually remove the plaque from the teeth. And when she goes back to the dentist will demand to know who it was that she went to that cleaned her teeth. And she's going to go, I didn't go to anybody. And the dentist is not going to believe her because all the plaque has been cleaned off. So if you do what I say, get the vitamin C time release, full spectrum, or for anything, even any vitamin C is better than none. Or the bioflavonoid complex in a liquid. Again, that's good, but I like the time-release pills. And then the other thing would be silica. And she can get silica from bamboo or silica from diatomaceous earth. Now, diatomaceous earth is a powder that helps to get rid of any kind of parasite in the intestine. It'll also reverse polyps and diverticuli. So she, and you get about 2% absorption of the silica. So silica, vitamin C, and CQ10, about 120 milligrams a day of CQ10. Now, she, as an adult, she can get Prime Longevity, which has the CQ10, the resveratrol, lipoic acid. It has pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract. It has calcium fructoborate, which is a form of boron that reverses osteoporosis. It has chromium, vanadium, and vitamin D, and all the B complex. It's really a primo formula. And so if she does that, call next week, and you're going to tell me that it's totally cleared up.
Outstanding.
There you
and
go.
Get rid of the plaque.
That's the, with the wintergreen oil. The wintergreen oil will do that. Any essential oil will dissolve that plaque away.
Okay, that's what I was saying. You use wintergreen, but you can use any essential oil to get rid of the plaque.
Yeah, right. Okay. Any essential oil is going to be good. Some burn more than others, like peppermint oil is really strong. That can burn a little. Oregano oil, you have to be very careful. That will just burn like anything. So one drop of oregano oil mixed with maybe a little coconut oil, you know, so you can. Again, there's a thing called oil pulling done with coconut oil, where you put a good tablespoon of coconut oil in your mouth, and I would put three drops of wintergreen oil with that, and then you close your mouth, keeping your head tilted forward, not straight or tilted back, because you do not want to swallow it, and then you swish that oil through your gums, and that will also stop the bleeding. So between the calcium hydroxyapatite toothpaste or the coral toothpaste with the wintergreen essential oil or any essential oil and the oil pulling, if she wants to do that. And you don't have to do it for 20 minutes like it talks about. I did that in India. You could, you know, 10 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes if you do it real well will change that oil. Now, do not swallow that. You spit that oil out, but don't spit it in the sink or toilet because it clogs up the pipes. Spit it into the a paper towel and put it in the trash can. And that'll
very
clear
good.
Up. You'll have in 1 week. You'll call me and tell me it's all gone. So I love things like that because it works that fast. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Clove oil is also very good. Kelly, thank you very much for that. It's also a great mouth cleaner. It kind of numbs your mouth a little bit. Okay. I think we have Sandy's on the line again. Okay.
Yes,
well, let's take.
Sean.
Yeah, let's take Sandy again. Go ahead. We're almost at the top of the hour and to be finished.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Go ahead.
This is going to be brief. You know, we carry from Oramedix the flossing toothbrushes. We just got the new antibacterial bristle brush in, so you can use that with the doTERRA toothpaste. And also we have the silver micronutrients, because this is also the antibacterial, is because it's coated with silver. So it's something you may want to check out. They're beautiful wide-handled toothbrush with flossing in between the bristles, and they're $5.99. So it's something you may want to check out. We just got some cases in this week, so check it out.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a good addition. Thank you. Okay, I think we're coming to the top of the hour. I'd like to get an article or two, or do we have more phone calls?
We do have one more call there.
Okay, let's take that call. Again, we don't know if it's a listen-only or a call. Go ahead.
So it's 575 area code 3848.
575 is the area code 3848 is the last four digits. And good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Calvin.
Hi, Calvin. How can we help you this morning?
Well, you got knocked off of Facebook, and I think you missed my question, and I finally ended up going on the phone. What
was your question?
What would cause a white line underneath the nail on my great toe going from the cuticle all the way up to the edge?
Okay. Usually it means there was some kind of injury. When you get those white lines, now there's dark lines, dark also can be blood, but the lines that go up and down from the cuticle to the head can also mean an injury, or it means, again, there can be a number. In Oriental medicine, it might mean that you had a high fever at one point recently, and that can cause these vertical lines. Again, an injury. Sometimes it can be a mineral deficiency. Again, if it's only on the one toe, I probably wouldn't worry about it, especially if you're taking vitamins and minerals and you're taking the good things. And the dark red line is usually a little worse. I had a client once that came in where all his fingernails and toenails turned pure white, like they had almost been painted white. And it took us about 3 months of cleansing. So one of the things that I would do that makes it real easy to make sure that you're absorbing your minerals is you use a compound called diatomaceous earth. And you can mix that with a little, I use a pomegranate juice, and I put a tablespoon of coconut oil in it. I use just a tablespoon of the diatomaceous earth, and I add the tablespoon of yogurt, not coconut oil, yogurt, because you know how when you put a powder in juice or water and you stir it around, a lot of it will sink back to the bottom, and then you got to add more juice again. So when you put that tablespoon of yogurt in there, what will happen is that it'll bind the powder so it won't sink to the bottom. And then that'll give you about 2% silica. And silica is very specific for connective tissue, your fingernails, your hair, your toenails, ligaments, tendons, and all the connective tissue in your body, not calcium, but actually silica. Now, calcium hydroxyapatite is another form of calcium that's good, but just in the dolomite or in the diatomaceous earth, that's a very high silica.
No, I lost you on the phone.
You lost me on the phone already?
I was hearing you.
Okay, so yeah, that...
I take diatomaceous earth every day in my smoothie, and I'm also on your Prime and your all your other stuff and your bamboo silica, so I don't know what's causing this.
Yeah, then it's probably an injury, or sometimes if your shoe is too tight and you're pressing on the front of the nail and it's pushing constantly against the back of the cuticle, So then it sounds a little bit more like a minor injury of some kind.
Oh,
again,
okay.
So that might be check your shoes, make sure they're not real tight. Or if the toenail is really long, you want to have that just even with your skin so that if you're not going to press on the tip of the nail and push that into the cuticle, because that causes
okay.
a constant pressure on that. So let's
okay.
see how that works, and give me a call next week or in 2 weeks and tell me how it works.
I will. I have a blood test coming up, too.
Oh, good. Then come on in and let me read that. So, and by the way, anybody out there, when you get a big blood chemistry and you'd like to have that read, we do that as an appointment, and it doesn't matter where you are in the United States. You can have that blood test done from your doctor. You always get copies of every test you do, and then you would
yep.
send me the test, and then we would do that over the phone. So anybody can get that, whether you're in El Paso or when you're out of El Paso. Again, we can do that over the telephone. So that's a great addition. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Okie doke. So let's see. We're getting – oh, gosh, we only have about a minute and a half left.
Actually, we do have a few more minutes since we had gotten logged off of the blog talk. I set it up for about 15 minutes extra. So we actually have 15 minutes. If you want to take it, we can.
Oh, we can continue. Well, actually – I have to get ready because,
okay.
As people know, I have a condition and I got to get ready for to get there.
Okay.
So we might not be able to. Let me do this one last article and then we'll close out. Medical Journal confirms that the HPV vaccines cause more harm than good. And the science author is facing death threats from other people. So in medicine, sometimes preventive measures and treatments have the opposite effect. And when it comes to antidepressants, making people suicidal, or chemotherapy that actually spreads cancer rather than getting rid of it, it's shocking how bad some of these supposed solutions to health problems really are. Now a new one has emerged, and that's in the form of the HPV vaccine. We've long known that vaccine does not work well. It supposedly stops a woman from getting cervical cancer or human papillomavirus. And anyway, the author used a pseudonym to protect himself from retaliation when they printed it in the Journal of Medical Ethics. And the article was published there. Well, anyway, they found out his name. And so now he's been getting death threats from other doctors. But they did a study on women from 20 to 49 years old, and which they tested the HPV vaccine. And not only did the study link a higher HPV vaccination rate with a rise in cervical cancer, but it also highlighted how the FDA analysis of the Gardasil vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine, showed a greater risk of pre-malignant cell changes in the vaginal tract. So the other editors of the Journal of Medical Ethics did confirm that the research, they don't print research unless they check it out really well. So anyway, the story doesn't end there, because he's now, there's been so much flack to the article that the editors finally gave in and retracted the article, because the vaccine companies are so strong. So, but anyway, please, ladies, do not get the HPV vaccine. I think it's very dangerous. It can cause paralysis, premature menopause. It can cause myasthenia gravis. And there's been a lot of 200 deaths and 57,000 adverse recorded reactions from the vaccine adverse events recording system. So anyway, that it is it has aluminum as a neurotoxin. It has polysorbate 80 that's linked to multiple sclerosis, anaphylactic reactions. And so please do not do the HPV vaccine. So it seems like that is it. I know we could continue, but I'm going to have to stop, because I got to get ready. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us. Do we have our disclaimer? We'll go ahead and do the disclaimer and then sign off for today. Thank you all for joining me. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next week for Natural Solutions Radio from 10 to 12. With Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by PureNaturalScience.com and HealthNaturallyETC.com.